You've heard so much lately from politicians who want to get bigger, but really there are few colored men who resent being called nigger. So the truth I had to see, and here's a story that one told me. Come and gather all around me, and a story I will tell about a man without a country who's been living in hell. I'm the victim of the big mess called the Great Society. Just listen and I will tell you about the things it's done to me. You know, at one time I was a very happy man down here in the Southland where my folks and I helped Mr. John farm. Most of the time everything went all right, but sometimes when it was hot and everyone was cross, he'd holler, "Hey, nigger!" But we knew he loved us and didn't mean no harm. While I grew up, Mr. John seen that I went to school, and as the years went by, he saw that the young'uns was educated too. 7 boys and 6 girls, he paid their way. And when we all got married, he saw that we was well settled too. Now in the big war, when Pop, Elmore, and Ike was called to do their bit, and then when Pop came back with only one arm, Mr. John said, "Now don't you worry, Big Ed, I'll find something easier to do around the farm." Then came my turn in both Korea and Vietnam, and last month I was discharged. A sniper got my arm too. But still I was happy walking down that little road to Mr. John's farm. Little did I think of the misery I'd find, enough to fill a book or two. For it seems while I was gone to give this good right arm to protect those demonstrators, protesters, marchers, and agitators too, they'd been busy working on Pop and the family. Oh, how could they do that to that old man who'd worked so hard and been so true? They planted a seed of hate taught them by the commies, and it grew in my dad's head. And when it blossomed and ripened, there were words of anger, and poor Mr. John lay dead. They took my brothers and sisters, my folks and their folks too, from their little farms, said, "Come on and march, we're gonna make you free." And then the night riders took poor old dad away and hung him from a tree. Now in all my grief and misery, I'd gladly go back to Vietnam so that on a few more commies I could pull the trigger. And I'd give all I own in this world to again hear Mr. John yell, "Come on over here, you fine little nigger. Come, the victim of the big mess called the Great Society. And this has been my story of the hell it's been to me.